Now, for the case to succeed, both of these have got to be met, and then what the court will do, or what the settlement will involve, is compensating the patient with money, as far as money can compensate her for the loss that she suffered. It's not a punitive decision, and it doesn't reflect the extent to which there's been a breach of duty, and it's not meant to set an example to other surgeons so that they don't do the same mistake. And you'll see that the amounts involved for breast reconstruction are really quite modest. Loss of a breast or need for further surgery, clearly this figure will encompass what's needed in terms of loss of earnings, further surgery, perhaps having it done on the basis of what it would cost privately, pain and suffering and so on, but a completely different order of magnitude from, for instance, delay in diagnosis, where you may have a young woman who's lost a chance of survival.